Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter number 11. We're going to look at verse number 28 through 30. Let's all stand, please, in respect for the Word of God. Familiar passage of Scripture that you have heard over and over again, that God has laid on my heart. I want to give you about three things out of that verse 28 today, and pray God would help all of us, saved and unsaved. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Isn't that good? Amen. Let's bow our heads, please, and go to God in prayer. Ask God to help us. Father, thank you for the privilege that we have to pray. Thank you for the privilege to be in the house of God, hear the singing of the songs, read the word. And Father, now time for preaching. And I pray in Jesus' name that you'd help us. I pray for everybody that's in this house that their minds and hearts would be open unto the preaching of the word of God. And Father, that you speak to our hearts. May the Holy Ghost take it, bring conviction and draw unto yourself. And I pray for every saved person that they need to draw nigh, will listen closely, and Lord, they'll realize, and all of us will see ourselves and the need and what we can have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Then I pray for every unsaved. I ask you, God, to help them. Make it real to them what their need really is, and we'll praise you and thank you for what you do. I pray today, Lord, you rebuke the devil, the powers of evil, and give us clarity of thought and speech. And I pray the power of God be upon us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach on this subject. The greatest invitation ever given. The greatest invitation ever given. I'm sure that you have received invitations to weddings or invitations to a graduation or invitations to some kind of a society get-together, invitation to something down here, but here's the greatest invitation that was ever given, ever has been given, is still given, and I pray God today will make it real to you about this invitation that we are invited to, and I thank God for it and praise his name. Now, let me give you three simple things today out of this, and I pray God speak to our hearts and help us together to see what I'm trying to get across, what God's saying in verse number 28 specifically, and we'll get to 29 and 30 later, but right now, verse 28, I want you to notice the first word in that verse says come, and I'm talking about the simplicity of it, come, and if you take that word come and come here, move from one position to another position. And let's make a change. It implies personal responsibility that we have to respond to. If I said to Brother Tim, come, and meaning come here, he'd have to personally make a decision to get up and come here. And so that's what this come is saying, come. And thinking about that, that is personal responsibility. Revelation 22 and 17 says the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. I'm glad for that great invitation. Amen. For God gives us, our responsibility is just to respond to that come. Just, it's our decision. We have a choice to make. And God does not force salvation down you. He offers it to you and says, come. But let me say, not only to unsaved, but to saved people. He not only says to unsaved, come, but he says to us to come, boldly throne of grace, and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I'm glad, thank God, there's help for God's people in time of need. There's grace, abundant grace. There's help for you. And I know some going through some hard time, difficult time. But let me just encourage you today by telling you there's a great invitation in the Word of God that says, come. And you today that are here unsaved is saying, come. And so I join with the Word of God and say, come. And notice a little bit more about the simplicity of this. It says, come unto me. Who's me? Who is the me anyhow? It says, come unto me. Back up to verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And so Jesus, in verse 25, Jesus wasn't speaking, talking about if you know the Father, got to be through the Son, and if you know the Son's got to be through the Father. You know the Son, you know the Father. Jesus said one time, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so one and the same. And so here he's saying, come unto me. And they've been in a lot of places. People have said, come unto me. Politicians always saying, follow me. I got the answers. I'll tell you how we're going to get out of this crisis. And then there'll be somebody else come by and say, follow me. And I have the answers. I'll get you out of this crisis. But I tell you who really has the answers for us is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And he says, come unto me. Come unto me. He didn't say come to the preacher. He didn't say come to the church necessarily. Yeah, that's a good place to come, but that's not where you really get the help. You get help at the church, but that's not the church does not do the help. It's the one who's at the church does the help. The preacher can preach, but he can't really save you. He can't give you rest. He can't do what needs to be done. Deacons can't do it. And so he's saying, come unto me. I want to make a cry today and say, come unto Jesus, and he'll help you. I don't care if you're saved and going through a hard time, need help, he's your help. If you're unsaved, and he's your help, he's your only help. And we need to come unto him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and let him help us. Who is this me? Who is he that's saying, come unto me? He's the great I am that I am, creator of the universe. He's the beginning and the end, Alpha Omega. He's everything that we need. He is sufficient for all occasions. He knows everything. He can do anything that's right. And he is certainly able to handle your situation and my situation if we'll only let him help us. Amen. Aren't you glad we have such a one saying to us, come unto me. Acts 4 and 12. Neither is our salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The name Jesus. There's never been a sweeter name ever said or sung than Jesus. Precious Jesus. What a name. And he bids you come. There's no other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved. Somebody said, preacher, do you believe that only people that know Jesus Christ is going to heaven? I definitely do. That's what the Bible says. Neither is our salvation any other. And you may be a good person, may have a good background, may live a clean life, may be a good husband or wife, may be a good father or mother, all of that, a good neighbor and all of that. But unless you know Jesus Christ and come to him, you'll never get to heaven. He is the only way there is. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. That makes it pretty plain, doesn't it? And so the Bible declares that Jesus Christ is the only way there is. Simplicity of this verse and this invitation is come. You want help? Come. And I will ask you to come to an altar, and you don't have to wait till I get through preaching to come. But you can come, and the altar is no magical place, but it's a place been dedicated for you to come and bow and pray and ask God for whatever help it is you need. You can ask God to save you. You can ask God to help you through your problems. You can ask God to give you grace and strength. You can ask God for whatever it is you need. I'm glad that the call is to come. And another implication of this come unto me is now we need to come. Now. And 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, it says, for if I've said unto thee, today is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. I say praise God. Need to come now. Accepted time is now, not tomorrow. that one of the devil's greatest tools is procrastination. Preacher, I'll get saved next week. I'll get saved tonight. I'll get saved tomorrow. I'll wait some other time. I'll wait till I get older. I'll wait till I get this, or I'll wait for that. No, no. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time. And it's not tomorrow, today. The only time you have really is right now. Yesterday's already gone, and tomorrow's not here, and all you have is right now. And you have time. You're in the house of God. You're in the place where God has seen fit that you be this morning, and you're hearing preaching, and you're hearing about a simple invitation. Its simplicity of it is, come unto me. And that's Jesus Christ speaking, so come unto me. But notice the scope of it, if you would please. Not only come unto me, simplicity of that is coming. It's not. And by the way, when they say come unto me, not saying come and try to do good yourself or trust yourself, or it's come unto me and just let me handle the situation. But notice the scope of it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The scope is that all that are heavy and heavy laden, you got a burden, you got something on your heart. You're unsaved, you're condemned and have that condemnation on you. And if you're saved and you have a burden in your heart, you got some kind of a problem, something that you're dealing with and the sorrow that you've been through, I'm glad that he says, come unto me, and I will, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And those that are in sin are laboring under sin. They have the weight of sin upon them, and they labor under that, trying to find some rest somewhere. And so looking for it. So you know why people go to bars and get drunk? And you know why they take drugs, illegal drugs? You know why they get in illicit sex and all of that? It's because they're trying to find something that'll help them. They're trying to find some rest somewhere, something that can help them with their burdens and their cares of life. I want to report to you today, none of that works. It's the devil's lie. The only thing that ever really works for you is to come unto Jesus Christ. All ye that labor and heavy laden, you need to come to him. Amen. And he will. I'll get to that in just a minute. Can't hardly wait to get to the third one. But I want you to know the scope of it is everybody. He didn't say the pretty or the ugly. He didn't say the rich or the poor. He didn't say for those who give or those who don't give. He didn't say for those who have a lot and those that don't have a lot. He didn't say it's for those who are popular and those who have great talent and great abilities. He didn't say that. He said those who labor and heavy laden. That included the whole crowd. Amen. Anybody that's got a problem, anybody that is lost without God, anybody that doesn't have peace in their heart, anybody that's struggling, anybody that doesn't have that joy within, it's for anybody. It covers everybody. I'm glad, praise God, it did. It got me, amen. And I was laboring heavy under sin, and God came by and said, come unto me. And so I came unto him. He helped me. I say, praise God, he can help you. And the scope, you say, preacher, can God help me? I want you to know today, God can help you. Amen. There's been many men that have written testimonies and given testimony about how far gone they were. And a great preacher of yesteryear, Mel Drotter, he took baby's shoes off his baby's dead body and sold them, went down to the bar so he could get something to drink. But God got a hold of him, amen, and made something out of him. Hey, you think God had anything to do with him? God did, amen. You say, preacher, I've done too much. I've gone too far. No. I'm glad we got one that says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. He didn't say, come unto me, all ye that haven't gone too far in sin. He didn't say, come unto me, all ye that you haven't let sin get too far in your life. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Makes no difference about how deep the sin is or what it is. God says, come unto me. I'm glad I'm preaching the gospel to everybody. I don't have to pick out a few and say, it's just for you and just for you. It's for everybody, and the scope of it is come unto him. And Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Those will never come. Nobody will ever come until they see a need to come. Once you see a need to come, you're a good candidate to come and come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. And what you say, well, preacher, I'm in a mess. I'm in a real mess. I'm in a horrible mess. Won't you come to Jesus? Let him help you. He's the only one that can and will help you. If you'll let him do so, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden. Let me give you the third thing, the sufficiency of it. Couldn't hardly wait to get here because, praise God, here's a goodie out of the nut. Amen. And the shell, we've cracked it open now. And it's simplicity of it. And the scope of it. But now we're going to look at the sufficiency of it. Look at it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. I love it. I will give you rest. He did not say, I'll try to help you. He did not say, I'll do my best to get something to help you, and somehow we'll get through this. That's not what he said. He said, I will. That me back there said, come unto me. Same one here saying, I will give you rest. He didn't say, I try, hope so. Hey, by the way, I was thinking about this message, and I was thinking the other day about this. Now, I know some mattress store or some store selling a chair may have some kind of a sell about rest, but have you ever went in a store and said, I want to buy some rest? I'd like to buy one hour of real rest. Or have you ever went in at a store somewhere and said, now, I'd like to buy a 24-hour rest and have no burden on my heart, just joy. I'd like to buy that. Have you ever went in a store and done that? Have you ever seen it advertised like that? No, rest is not for sale. You can't buy it anywhere. You can't talk somebody out of it, and you can't get it out any other way than coming to him. But he said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Yes, and I'm glad, praise God, he'll give you rest today. Hey, some here today, you're struggling and trying and don't know what to do. Won't you come to Jesus and let him help you? I'm glad it's simple. But, praise God for how sufficient he is. Preacher, can he really give me rest? I'm struggling so much. I'm so deep. I'm so down. Can he really help me? If he can't, then he lied in his word. And God cannot lie. He said, I will give you rest. Now, that doesn't mean you just come up here and play with it. It means you come sincerely and you come with all your heart and give it to him and turn it all over to him and cast all your burden upon him. And he said, I will give you rest. And I believe that, amen, don't you? I believe that. This morning, I'm sure there's people here in the house of God, you're tired physically because you're watching the we won't go into that. But some of you are tired physically because you worked hard all day yesterday and the day before and all that. But you're looking forward to the afternoon, sitting down, taking a nap, and it's a good day to do that, day of rest and worship. Amen. I'm certainly not against it. I'll probably join you, if I can. But anyway, I won't come to your house to rest. But anyway, I'll rest in my house. I said I was going to join you. I heard some of you snore, so I don't want to come to your house. That'd be a mess. I'm talking about it. He said, I will give you rest. And isn't it good to know that you can come to a place and really find rest? I remember living in that turmoil of no rest, no help, didn't know what to do, but I'm glad there is rest. I want you to turn with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse number 9. Hebrews 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Now he's talking about going to heaven, where it will be eternal rest. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hebrews 4, 9. Verse number 10, for he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. He's talking about entering into that rest of salvation. You're no longer working, striving, trying to be saved. You're trusting Jesus. You're resting in his promises. But then he says in verse number 11, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Now, that labor is not for salvation. That labor is not for the peace of God. That labor, look in verse number 29 of our text. Back to our text now in Matthew 11. After this simple verse of 28 and the simplicity and the scope of it and the sufficiency of it, Look what he said. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's saying to us to come to him. Somebody said it's not a playground, it's a battlefield. And so we do have a yoke to bear. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. There is an action that we need to take and an effort we need to put forth. But that's not to get the rest. That's not to get the peace. That is to be service of God and to serve the Lord. And God gives that to us. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. All over the house. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking. Just myself and God. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Today in this house, I wonder how many of you really are struggling with something that you need to find rest, need help. God bless your heart. I saw a hand go up. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And you, God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Anybody else? Quickly. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Then let me say to young folk that's not saved, I have a burden this morning for you that God speak to your heart. You come to Jesus. Let God save you. He'll give you rest. You pillow your head at night and you don't know if you wake and go into heaven, then you need to come and let Jesus help you. Then mom and dad, you need to come and let God help you. Whatever your need is today, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have to read that verse of Scripture, act on that verse of Scripture, and realize that Jesus, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, I will give you rest. Father, that's a divine promise. And I today want to share it with our people. Father, myself included. I want to yield myself unto you. Lord, you're the one and only one that's able to give real, true rest. I pray in Jesus' name. Today the Holy Spirit speak to hearts, speak to lives, and draw by your power. In Jesus' name, amen.